Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll check in with all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly today. Christy Noem is going to join us. And she is now called the social media app TikTok a national security threat. Donald Trump said this years ago. Now Democrats all of a sudden have been saying it themselves. I don't know a whole lot about TikTok. I know my daughter's been on TikTok. I have to tell her to get off of TikTok. Wish me luck with that, Linda. Let me know how that's going to work out.
I think that's going to go very smoothly. I think that sounds like a very simple conversation.
I have such control. I tell my daughter before she's picking a college, she's being recruited, she's an athlete. Whatever you do, don't commit. You know, come home, we'll talk about it. And she goes, comes home and says, I committed. My son, the same thing. I don't even get consulted on what schools they go to. What the hell is that? Am I in control?
Independence. You raised two very independent children.
I told you not to commit. And she's like, well, I really liked it, Dad. I'm like, well, what about all these other schools that want you? And she said,
was it a good decision?
In the end, yeah, it was.
Well, there you go.
For both of them.
It was meant to be.
Oh, it's meant to be, but you're supposed to consult with your father, don't
you
think?
I do not disagree at all. My parents would have murdered me. Not a thing. It's a different
part
time.
Of me just laughed because compared to me, they're angels. Me at their age, oh my gosh. God help us. First of all,
she's very sweet. I mean... Like, ridiculously sweet.
But I knew this would happen. They surrounded her with nothing but love and attention, and they got what they wanted. They sure did.
They got an awesome player.
Anyway, Governor Noem called it a national security threat, TikTok, and South Dakota will have no part in the intelligence gathering operations of nations that hate us, and the Chinese Communist Party uses information they gather on TikTok to manipulate the American people, and they gather data off the devices that access the platform, and I hope other states will follow. I hope she's right, too. By the way, one bit of news that we got to pay attention to. We have pointed out the unrest in China, the unrest in Iran, and the unrest in Russia, and I talked about this axis of evil. I've been talking about it for 18 months because they've all aligned with each other. Anyway, the clock now ticking on the last 2 years of Biden's first term. It looks like America's enemies now want to make their move while Washington leadership remains weak. And South Korea's military now said they had to scramble fighter jets as 2 Chinese and 6 Russian warplanes entered their air defense zone on Wednesday. This is not an alliance that the world wants or needs. This is not good. And this is and where's Joe, by the way? You have solidarity movements. The people in China are risking their lives protesting and calling for the end of President Xi's reign of terror. And meanwhile, Joe says nothing. You know, this poor woman didn't wear her headscarf properly in Iran. and she was put in prison and murdered in prison. And then we have this soccer team. Did you see at the end of the game, these guys were all crying, Linda? I mean, I almost felt bad that
I do
won.
Feel bad for them. It's heartbreaking.
I feel bad for them. So in solidarity with the protesters all over Iran, all over the entire country, again, they're all risking their lives. And this woman gets killed because of this woman getting killed. And these, you know, Barney Rubble, Fred Flintstone standards that the Ayatollahs are putting on everybody there. I mean, Sharia law is real. By the way, where are all the women's rights advocates? Where are all the gay rights advocates? Because they kill gays and lesbians all over Iran. And all of this is happening and nobody says a word. You know, with all the condemnation of all things America, you know, if you brought a rainbow shirt to Qatar and you wore it to one of the soccer games, you're told to take it off or you're put in jail for crying out loud. It's so insane, these countries. Anyway, so Chinese and Russian warplanes penetrating South Korea's air defenses. Look, probably it was a test, but the fact that they're aligned should make everybody nervous. We're at a point, a precipice here, where the people are rising up and we can't even get a word of support from the president of the United States, even in instances where they're supporting and quoting the likes of Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. It's insane. Now, before we get to some of the other issues of the day, I'll tell you one thing that has infuriated me today. And I saw it yesterday. I was going to get to it yesterday. I just ran out of time. I'm not going to miss it today. Is this story, California, this is Gavin Newsom. I blame him and I blame all of every elected official in California for this. They have now released thousands of convicted pedophiles after only spending a few months in prison. Some pedophiles have been convicted on a wide range of horrific acts, including raping kids under 14 years of age, according to a study investigation conducted by the UK Daily Mail. More than 7,000 persons convicted of lewd, lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age have been released in the same year that they were convicted. I mean, Lynn, what is the hell is going on? I mean, if we're not going to protect our kids, I mean, this makes me so angry.
There is nothing worse than hurting a child. I completely agree with you. It is a culture of depravity.
Nothing worse than hurting a child. Nothing. You know, that's why I don't want to get into Hunter Biden's personal life. It doesn't matter. Joe Biden has a grandchild. He's the president of the United States. I think he should recognize the grandchild. Why they don't have a stocking at the White House with all of Hunter's children is beyond me. It's just that kid's going to grow up knowing that that kid wasn't part of the family. I'm like, well, biologically, she is part of the family. Anyway, so thousands, and you can't blame a kid. Kids are innocent. Anyways, thousands of these child victims are being denied justice by this guy, George Gascon, and a group of radical prosecutors. They seem to care less. The LADA, Jonathan Hatami, who serves the complex child abuse unit and whose outspokenness about DA Gascon contributed to a recall effort. And anyway, some short sentences include 365 pedophiles convicted of continuous sexual abuse of a child, all of whom spent fewer than 12 months in prison. 39 cases were convictions for sodomy with a child under the age of 16, while there were three cases of kidnapping a kid under the age of 14 with the intent to commit lewd and lascivious acts. And the California Department of Corrections officer wearing a protective mask speaks with a driver at the front gate of San Quentin State Prison. And anyway, they show a picture of this in the article, but the former L.A. sex crimes prosecutor, Samuel Dordillian, told the outlet that the statistic was frightening for society, adding that statistics clearly show that pedophiles don't get reformed. And by the way, that's true. And by the way, they're going to come out and they're going to commit the same thing again. And more children are going to be abused. I mean, you know, it's one of the reasons I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic schools for 12 years. And one of the main reasons I don't go to a Catholic church anymore is because, you know, for the first 1,100 years of the church, priests were allowed to marry. My understanding is 11 of the 12 apostles were married. And that was not a problem, obviously, for Jesus to pick married people. But anyway, so for financial reasons, meaning they didn't want to lose property, et cetera, money in divorces, they said, no, we're going to, you have to take a commitment of celibacy. Okay, so now most people don't want to become priests anymore. They don't feel like they're able to live up to that standard. And anyway, so the church now has one sex scandal after another. It was known at the parish level. It was known within the rectors, and it was known by the bishops, and it was known by the cardinals, and it got all the way to Rome, and nobody ever fixed it. And they would literally ship one person that got caught over to another parish, and they would end up doing it again. I mean, that's like institutional corruption that I couldn't deal with. I still love the Mass. I still think it's beautiful. I still believe in the sacraments. I believe in all that. But, you know, it's unbelievable to me. But anyway, the article then goes on to say, and they go into further detail, according to further analysis, as the Daily Mail points out, of the 54,986 sex offenders in their database, 76% of those are pedophiles. On average, each pedophile served only 2 years and 10 months in prison. Anyway, the California governor, according to Dordulian, is blaming Gavin Newsom for these lenient sentencing and the treatment as he attempts to artificially reduce the state's prison population. That has been the push now for the last 5 years, letting people out of prison much earlier than what their sentences called for. But these types of individuals, they're not amenable to rehabilitation, according to studies. In other words, the recidivism rate is high, and they're going to go out and they'll be free and they'll harm another child. The Department of Justice, their statistics show convicted sex offenders are 4 times more likely than other criminals to be rearrested for a sex crime. And the outlet notes that the person in the database who committed heinous sex crimes received similarly short sentences to those convicted of crimes like indecent exposure. What the hell's going on here? I mean, is everybody not outraged over that? Does everybody not see something wrong with this? It's unbelievable. Have you been following this Balenciaga? By the way, I don't know anything about fashion. You know that, Linda, right? You can attest to that.
I think you're a wonderful dresser.
You're the only one that's ever said that, and you're being sarcastic. And we all know it's not true.
I mean, you've improved greatly.
Well, no, because
you don't have holes in your shoes. That was an upgrade. It was a positive moment. Grief.
I remember one day I had my feet up and Linda goes, you know, you have a hole in your shoe.
I'm like, a giant hole, I might add. You didn't feel that walking on the streets of New York is beyond me.
I did not feel it. Anyway, so you have this Balenciaga ad campaign. Now, they're blaming the people that did the ads. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, why are you blaming them? You're telling me that nobody in upper management, this is a big multi-million-dollar ad campaign where you have young children holding up teddy bears dressed in bondage S&M gear, and now they're suing the people that produced the ads, but I'm not buying this. How is it nobody at Balenciaga approved this thing? Somebody had to approve it. I don't think you just say, okay, we're going to hire you to do an ad campaign and we're just going to run it, whatever you come up with.
Yeah, but anyway, it's nonsense. I mean, our kids are being taught to be sexualized as young as the age of 6 and 7. They want to teach masturbation in grade 2. They want to teach you. It's disgusting.
That and gender identity and CRT.
Get away from the kids.
Mike Pompeo had a great piece in today's New York Post that he wrote about Randy Weingarten. He actually says, you know, that I get asked who's the most dangerous person in the world. And he says it's Chairman Kim. Is it Chairman Kim? Is it President Xi? And then he said the most dangerous person in the world is Randy Weingarten, the teachers union head. And anyway, he said that weeks ago, he said it's not a close call because they're ruining our kids. And he goes into great specificity and great detail how much power the teachers unions have and how what a high degree of failure you can't even imagine. I mean, if we don't give our kids an education, we're robbing them of the talent that God gave them.
Education. Oh, we're giving them an education. They have an education, just not the one they should.
Okay. Why are we teaching, you know, first through eighth graders' gender identity issues. Why aren't we focused on reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers? Let's stick to the basics. If you want to have sex ed and gender identity conversations and open sexuality conversations, fine. Give the parents the curriculum, and you can make it an opt-in option for the parents after school. Leave the school doors open for another hour, and they can talk about all the sex they want, all the CRT they want, but don't make it mandatory.
Teach 5 years ago, they would be called child predators for the stuff they're doing now in the curriculum. It's disgusting.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN, there's no doubt that social media companies conspired in 2020 to withhold information that would be damaging to Joe Biden's campaign, and that, of course, was the Hunter Biden laptop. Now we have what sounds like a very oppressive government statement, and that is the administration saying that they are going to keep an eye on Elon Musk's pro-free speech reforms at Twitter. Why do they care what's on Twitter? Nobody has, you know, it benefited them. They just don't want a free Twitter where if the election of 2020 was being held now, they wouldn't suppress a story that ultimately turned out to be true. Anyway, so earlier today, Elon Musk said that Twitter, in fact, since before he took it over, interfered with elections in the past, but Twitter 2.0 will be more even-handed. Even the former head of Trust and Safety said that Musk is not the villain that many want to make him out to be. And he said the new regime in some ways is improving the safety of the product. But when you get to what Musk himself said, he actually tweeted this out and he said that, you know, others had said Twitter's not in a safe place for the past 10 years and lost users' trust. He said that's exactly true. The obvious reality is, as longtime users will know, is that Twitter has failed in trust and safety for a very long time and has interfered in elections. Twitter 2.0 will be more effective, transparent, and even-handed. That's why they don't like Musk.
Hannity is on right now.
25 to the top of the hour, 800-941. Sean, you want to be a part of the program. It goes a little bit further with this issue involving Twitter and Elon Musk is going to put out this information about suppression that has taken place at Twitter. I assume it relates to the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, also adding to that point that they have put their thumb on the scales as it relates to political issues and elections, that is a big deal. That is not a small deal. Shouldn't be a small deal for anybody here. You know, and then Joe Biden trying to pressure Elon Musk, which, by the way, is not going to work. Elon Musk does not seem like the type of guy that's going to give in to their pressure. Anyway, now saying that they're going to keep an eye on him. But what do you mean keep an eye on him? Why didn't you keep an eye on Twitter when they were protecting Joe Biden and his campaign in 2020 and not even allowing people to share the laptop from hell story that was broken by the New York Post at the time? I mean, it's, you know, keeping a close eye on Twitter. Isn't that beyond offensive? You know, Twitter's one of, it's supposed to be a free speech forum. You know, I've had an opportunity to be a part of Parler, for example, years ago. Linda, you know this, and other people have approached us to be parts of some of these media companies that are taking on the big guys. And I was fascinated by the offer. I was going to be a very small shareholder of this. And I said, yeah, I'll own 2% of the company and I'll get 99% of the blame. Remember me saying that to you?
Oh, yeah. Very, very true statement.
Okay, but now think about it. You want a free speech platform. Now what do you do when you get these racist lunatics? What do you do when you get these white supremacist lunatics? What do you do when you have people saying things maybe that like advocate for this children porn stuff we were just talking about, or pedophilia, whatever? You know, you have to have some lines drawn in some places. But if you're going to allow political speech to be free, you got to let it be free as long as they're not advocating violence, right? That would be what it is.
I would say what you're trying to say is you have to be consistent and even-handed. Either everybody says everything, or we have simple standards that apply to everyone.
Right. So somebody says something and all of a sudden, you know, oh, we're going to blame Elon Musk for it? No.
Right.
The reason Elon Musk is triggering liberals the way he is because they don't like that their forum to suppress information has now been taken away from them. And from every indication I can see here, and I kind of like Elon Musk because he's irreverent, he's funny, he'll say anything, and it triggers the left, and it's kind of entertaining to watch. You know, like AOC, I'm not paying $8 a month for my blue check mark. I had you tweet out because I don't have my account. What do you call
password or information? You're welcome.
Yeah. So I don't know. So I say, you know, okay, well, if that means the squad is going to leave, then I want to be a part of it. I'll pay the $8 a month. It'll be worth it to me because Twitter has become a sewer of left wing hatred. I mean, it's unbelievable. But now it goes even further. And Governor DeSantis dealt with this yesterday, blasting Apple for threatening to remove Twitter from its app store and for interrupting the ability of Chinese citizens to use iPhones to organize protests against the Communist Party of China and their zero COVID regime. And he said Apple's threatening to remove Twitter from the app store because what? Elon Musk is actually opening it up for free speech, restoring a lot of accounts that were unfairly and illegitimately suspended for putting out accurate information about COVID. And he said at the press conference that the overwhelming popular, you know, governor suggesting that the congressional action would be warranted if Apple took the drastic step of removing Twitter from its app store. Now, by the way, there's a simple question here. Do you want freedom of speech or not? And if you believe in freedom of speech, and you accept the concept of freedom, freedom means you don't have to go on Twitter. I don't go on Twitter anymore. I consciously made a decision that I didn't need a third job. And fighting Jimmy Kimmel and Alec Baldwin, as great classics as they were, Twitter wars that I engaged in, and they were fun to do, I'm not going to lie, but when you're doing it for hours on end, you kind of get addicted to it, and it just took a wrong turn for me, and finally I said enough. And now we use it basically just to put out news stories, information, links to stories that we're posting on Hannity.com, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, it's pretty unbelievable where we are in this process. In the next hour, we'll talk to Kristi Noem, who's now banning TikTok on state devices because she says South Dakota is not going to be a part of the intelligence gathering operations of nations that hate us. And the Chinese Communist Party is using information that they're gathering on TikTok to manipulate the American people. And they gather data off the devices that access platforms. The order takes effect immediately. And that will apply to employees and agencies of the state of South Dakota. Now, Donald Trump said this, what, 2 years ago? And people laughed at him. And now Democrats are even acknowledging that that is, in fact, true. But I'll tell you, this is all about, they love the fact that they got away with burying a story, having social media completely support them burying a story that would have hurt Joe Biden's chances in 2020. And there's now been polls that have come out. Had people known about what was on Hunter Biden's laptop before the election, they likely would not have voted for Joe Biden. And by the way, Joe Biden's reckoning is about to come because now there's going to be scrutiny over the laptop, over zero experience Hunter, and Joe's involvement and Joe's big lie that he'd never spoken to his son, not even one time, about his farm business dealings, when we have photographs of Joe and Hunter and Hunter's farm business partners. And we have dates and times of meetings that took place with Joe and Hunter and farm business partners. Then you have Tony Bobulinski in a meeting with Joe and Hunter. And yes, he confirms the big guy that's going to get his cut is Joe Biden himself. And then that raises the question, does that mean that the president of the United States, that this would be the biggest pay-to-play scandal in history, is compromised by these hostile regimes like China and Russia and Kazakhstan and Ukraine, et cetera? We already know that he bragged on tape that, what did he say? Oh, you're not getting $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor who's investigating my son being paid millions for no experience. Now, we're watching with great interest. There is some economic news out today. You would think that this is the best news in the world. GDP went up higher than we expected. The economy's not turning around, no matter what they say. ADP reported today companies only added 127,000 jobs for the month of November. Now, what happens in November usually? Companies hire more people in the ramping up for Christmas sales that are usually, you know, require that you need more employees. 20 states now are sending out relief checks to compensate for Biden's inflation disaster. They're offering one-time rebates or expanded tax credits to help residents cope with the inflation. Well, it's costing the average family around $7,200 a year, and it's not going to get any better. What's also fascinating, and I'm watching this, you know, Biden told us that he had resolved the rail crisis and potential strike back in what, September? But turns out he didn't resolve anything. Now, they are offering 24% increase in salary. They are offering a one-time bonus for most rail workers in the varying unions. I think there's 12 of them in total, or maybe 16. I forget the exact number. But anyway, of what, $11,000 for back pay on top of the 24% pay increase. That's not a bad offer by any stretch of the imagination, although a lot of it is going to be taken by Joe Biden. And by the way, where's Biden speaking out in solidarity for the people protesting all over China and those draconian COVID shutdowns? Where is Joe speaking out about the abuse of women and the treatment of women, gays, and lesbians in Iran? Because he hasn't spoken out at all. And this one woman didn't wear her headscarf properly, and she was put in jail and died in jail, meaning she was probably killed. And people now take it to the streets all over Iran. I mean, I almost felt bad for the soccer players after they lost to the U.S. yesterday, and it was a big match. The U.S. won 1-0, a couple of close moments where the Iranians were threatening to score. But, you know, we hear these guys, they didn't sing the national anthem in a previous game. Then the mullahs in Iran send in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to lecture the players and warn them and threaten them and tell them that if they didn't sing in the game against the United States, that, well, great harm would be coming to their families and maybe even death. So they were singing before the game yesterday. And towards the end of the game, I felt bad for them because now they got to go home and deal with this. And God only knows what's going to happen to those players. Anyway, so Biden blew it as it relates to this railroad strike that may potentially occur. I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, the rail unions are slamming Biden's plan to block the possible strike and use the federal government. Now, that's the funny part about it, because if you look at Joe Biden's history, he acts like he's Mr. Union. And it's kind of a departure from the collective bargaining above all approach that he's taken. And with Americans now dealing with his inflation costs and the rising cost of gasoline and everything else going through the roof. Anyway, a rail strike is going to be a disaster for the economy, even as bad as it is now. It's just going to get worse. Anyway, so now he's punting to Congress and asking Congress to pass legislation to adopt a temporary agreement. He said they had reached in September. And meanwhile, last year, this is the guy that was pushing for the unionization of pretty much everything. All things labor, all things organized labor. proposed Protecting the Right to Organize Act aimed at unionizing practically every body in the U.S. workforce, nixing right to work laws in states. Sorry, that didn't work. So now all of a sudden, you know, Union Joe is the union busting Joe. And they're asking Republicans to help. I tell Republicans, stay out of it. This is their problem. They built it. They broke it. They need to fix it. They're the ones that said they had fixed it before the election. But it's going to be interesting to see how everyone comes down on this. Anyway, it's going to send shockwaves. It's already sending shockwaves through the energy industry. And that means it's going to have a huge impact on energy delivery, with industry groups now warning of logistical snarls and price increases even higher than they are today. So that's going to be impacted by all of this. And every aspect of the economy is going to be hit by this. You know, on top of that, U.S. confidence, consumer confidence fell again in November for the second month in a row. Oil again is up as crude stocks now are seen falling. OPEC Plus concerns their limit gains. U.S. companies are not adding jobs. That's probably a direct result of rising interest rates. Inflation relief checks I just told you about now going out in 20 states. The Biden administration is going to impose yet another rule on U.S. oil and gas while allowing Chevron to pump in Venezuela. Tell me if that makes any sense to you at all. Anyway, they said yesterday, the Interior Department, the Bureau of Land Management, they're going to put limitations on gas flaring in federal land and require energy companies to detect methane leaks better. Oh, okay. So it's going to cost energy companies even more to produce the limited amount of energy that they're allowed to produce now. Well, that's a great idea. Nobody's paying attention to who Hakeem Jeffries is. We're going to break that down for you tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. One thing I wanted to say, and I didn't get to this earlier. Some people got mad. I have two friends of mine in particular. They got mad at me what I said about Georgia voting. And I'm making it very simple. You know, the system I want is very basic. It would be election day is a holiday, a national holiday. You would have in-person voting, paper ballots. You would have partisan observers, all parties, watching the voting all day long in every precinct, and then watching when the polls close, the vote counting in every precinct. And then you announce the results at the end of the night. Pretty simple model. But the problem is we're not going to have that model in Georgia for next Tuesday. The problem is we have a system now. And if Republicans don't flood the zone and overcome whatever objections they might have, and maybe they don't like this system, you can't ultimately change the system until you win the governorship and the state legislators' position to change the laws into what you think has the most integrity and would give you the most confidence in the results. Now, I'm telling you right now, Herschel Walker can absolutely win. He can win this race. I was worried the first 2 days with early voting. But it seems like the gap is narrowing. It seems like Republicans and conservatives in Georgia are getting it. This is the system you have. You better embrace it, or you're going to guarantee that this radical Warnock wins. Republicans can't start every election day down hundreds of thousands of votes. So if you're a Republican, or if you're a conservative, or if you see that Raphael Warnock is not fit to be a senator, then get out and vote for Team Herschel and Herschel Walker and flood the zone and go with the system you have and work with your state officials to change the system into what you want it to be down the road. You're not going to change it today. So you got to deal with the system you have. And I know some people don't like hearing that, but I'm just telling you the truth. It's either that or you elect Raphael Warnock. That's your choice. Anyway, it's up to the people of Georgia, and that will impact every state. All right, listen, you can save money with Pure Talk and abandon these big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year for the exact same service. Some families are saving even much, much more. You get the exact same cell towers as the big carriers from Pure Talk. You get the same 5G network. You'll have the same number of bars, power bars, or on your phone when you look at your phone. You'll keep your phone, you keep your phone number, and you're dealing with a company that doesn't have retail stores, markups, or marketing, so they pass all that savings along to you. They have more plans of Pure Talk than the big carriers. For example, you can get unlimited talk and text and blazing fast data for only $30 a month. The exact same service as the big carriers at half the price. Why would you not go for that? Anyway, it's simple to make the switch. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. You can make the switch over in minutes for the exact same service, money in your pocket, from Pure Talk. All right, when we come back, all things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly. We'll check in with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and her ban on TikTok. We'll look at the economy and what your Christmas is going to look like with our expert straight ahead.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that could be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.